This is WUWM. I'm Mayan Silver. Racial justice issues remain front and center in 2021. A few days after the start of the new year, the Kenosha County District Attorney announced that the officer who shot Jacob Blake in the back won't face charges. The following day, a huge crowd of mostly white rioters stormed the nation's capital in an attempt to stop the certification of Electoral College votes. They forced lawmakers to run for cover. Five people died as a result of the siege. Many people noted what appeared to be a light police presence at the Capitol, especially compared to the presence at Black Lives Matter protests. I spoke to several local activists about their takeaways from the events in Kenosha and D.C. We hear from the first of them today, Andrew Jacobs. He's an activist who lives in Kenosha. He was there the night before the district attorney announced a charging decision in Jacob Blake's shooting. Jacob says there was a heavy police and National Guard presence in Kenosha the night before the announcement. He contrasts it with the security that appears to have been in place at the U.S. Capitol January 6th.
I'm watching them set up barricades and me not be able to drive in certain points of the city that I live in whilst warnings are not being heeded in our own Capitol. And there's no barricades, and they let these people go through. But they barricaded us from certain portions of our own city because they were afraid of a decision that they knew where they were going to hand down the next day.
Jacobs points to the select Capitol Police, who allowed rioters to storm the Capitol or took selfies with them. At least two officers have been suspended and others are under investigation.
We're also helping them out, like down the stairs when they were being escorted out. Like they were letting them run, like they were letting them ransack this place. So like if we ever need, I'm glad it happened because if we ever need a glaring example of systemic racism, there it is. Like, a glaring example of hypocrisy, there it is.
But Jacob says he's not sure that people are listening. While marchers from diverse backgrounds joined the George Floyd and Jacob Blake protests last summer, Jacob says he saw apathy and complacency, including among some of his white friends. He says some just sort of said, oh, it's happening and it's here?
It's like, well, dude, yeah, it's happening and it's here. Like, do you want to, like, be on the street about it or be vocal about it? Like, you as a one of like my white friends who like has like thousands of followers on whatever social media platform, do you want to like also like, I know you don't feel like this is your battle, but it certainly is mine.
Jacob says there were also people in the Kenosha community who are vehemently opposed to demonstrations for social justice or against police brutality.
You know, there's the MAGA dudes and there's the Blue Lives Matter guys and girls. So like there's like, it was like, it definitely showed, like, I live in a community where, like, there's people who certainly don't care about me at all.
Jacob says the Kenosha County District Attorney's decision not to charge Officer Shesky in Jacob Blake's shooting was disappointing but not surprising. The DA determined he wouldn't be able to overcome a claim of self-defense by Shesky. But Jacob says if officers were charged in such cases, that would encourage accountability.
It would take things more in the direction of police having more responsibility over the lives they take. So, like, it would force them to be more responsible if he did get charged. And we don't live in a state where they necessarily care about that.
Jacob says this month's events, including the historic insurrection at the Capitol, are the latest, most visible examples of systemic racism.
So what I'd like people to take away from this is that, like, you hear us talk about systemic racism so much, you hear that word so much, but, like, now, like I said, you can see it. And this isn't the only form. The guy that does my car insurance, if he likes me, and because he thinks I'm white, like, guess what? I'm getting a better rate. The dude who does a loan application for a credit or so, or this or that, those guys, guess what? They're fallible people also. And they happen to be white sometimes.
Jacobs wants people to see the systemic racism in recent events, but also to realize that the problem is everywhere. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.